Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that we can be in the Bible this afternoon, that we can learn from God.
主啊,我们非常感恩今天呢,我们可以来打开圣经,我们可以从神那里学到东西。
Now, it's true, Lord, that as individuals, we have really nothing to contribute on any front.
主啊,我们作为个人来说呢,就是没有任何的东西可以贡献给其他的人。
But we believe that it's the Holy Spirit of God that wrote the Bible.
我们相信呢,是神的圣灵写下了圣经。
And we believe that every word of God is important.
我们相信神的每一句话都是重要的。
And so we're praying that you will take the truths from the pages of Scripture today and apply them to each of our hearts.
所以我们祷告呢,您呢,把那个圣经里的每一句话呢,就是应用到我们每一个人的心里。
Thankful, Lord, for each one who's here this afternoon.
所以主啊,我们感谢您为每一个今天下午呢,参加的人。
And we pray that your strength may be made perfect in our weakness.
所以我们也祷告您的完美呢,能够在我们的软弱上呢,使它完全。
And therefore, for the word of God and the spirit of God and the blessing of God, we give thanks.
所以呢,我们就是说,借着神的圣灵,借着神的话,我们献上感恩。
And we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这么做是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to see everyone this afternoon.
所以呢,非常高兴今天下午看到大家。
We're studying today in the book of Galatians, chapter 2.
今天学习加拉太书的第二章。
And the great theme of the book of Galatians is regarding the law of God.
加拉太书的一个很大的主题呢,就是关于神的律法。
And the Galatians had moved from the simple truth of the gospel we read about in chapter 1.
所以呢,当时的加拉太人呢,他们实际上是,我们在加拉太书第一章读到的,他们是在神的简单的真理上往前走。
They have gone to what they said was another gospel.
他们呢,甚至到了一个地步说,那还有另外一个福音。
And it basically said that you, in order to get salvation, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and keep the law.
他们呢,其实到了一个点上,基本上就是说呢,为了得到你的救恩,你必须呢,相信主耶稣基督和保持律法。
And for a number of reasons, the apostle says, no, that is not the truth of God.
有很多的原因呢,那个使徒说呢,这不,你们讲的不是神的真理。
So, we'll continue our studies in chapter 2 of Galatians. We read a little bit about the apostle after he was converted.
所以呢,我们继续再学习加拉太书的第二章,我们读到了一点点关于那个使徒保罗他当时皈依的过程。And
we read last week in verse 2 that Paul had gone up to Jerusalem, not immediately after his conversion, but 14 years after his conversion, he went up to Jerusalem to confer with the apostles.
所以呢,其实上我们读到的呢,就是说他不是在他皈依信主以后呢,马上去的耶路撒冷,而是在过了14年以后才上到耶路撒冷去得到那些使徒们的就是认可。And
so in verse 3, he says, yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
第三节说呢, 但与我同去的提多,虽是希腊人,也没有勉强他受割礼。
This issue of circumcision was foundational to the issue, do you have to keep the law of Moses to be saved?
所以这个里面呢，这个受割礼呢，这是一个就是基础的一个问题，就是说呢，你是不是要持守那个摩西的律法才能够得救呢？
The Jews believed that the outward sign of circumcision was an evidence of the inward change of heart.
所以呢，犹太人他们相信呢，就是说外在的这个割礼呢，是他能够证明你在你内心的变化。
But in fact, because many of the Jews did not follow the Lord in heart, circumcision was just a statement of hypocrisy.
所以呢，因为呢，事实上很多的犹太人呢，他们并没有从内心的去顺服跟随神。那么说呢，这个割礼呢，其实呢，就是一种明显的假冒伪善。
But the majority of the believers in the Jerusalem church were Jews and believed in circumcision, had been circumcised in their youth, and therefore the question is, when Paul went to Jerusalem, did the Jerusalem, believers demand that the, adherents to the Lord Jesus Christ be circumcised.
所以这个里面呢，因为当时在耶路撒冷的大多数教会呢，他们都是以犹太人为主的。他们相信割礼，他们在年幼的时候呢也受了割礼。那么现在使徒保罗去到那里的时候呢，就是说呢，信主耶稣基督的人，他们有没有必要一定要受割礼呢？
And so Paul is saying to the Galatians, he said, Titus came up with me. Titus was a Gentile. Everybody knew that. We did not command that Titus be circumcised, and people knew that. And therefore, it's obvious that the Jewish believers did not demand circumcision of the Gentile believers.
所以这个里面呢，就是呢，使徒保罗说呢，提多呢，他是跟我呢一起来的，他跟我一起上的耶路撒冷呢，他是个外邦人，你们大家都知道，所有的人都知道他是外邦人，我们也没有要求他受割礼，所以呢，我带他来呢，就是说你们这些犹太人呢，也没有必要去非要要求外邦的信徒呢，他们也要受割礼。
But in spite of that, the Galatian believers said, you must be circumcised, and that's why Paul is noting the situation with Timothy, or sorry, with Titus here.
因为这个里面呢，其实当时呢，事实上呢，加拉太的那些信徒们，他其实要求外邦人要受割礼，这就是为什么使徒保罗带着提多来这里的原因。
So in verse 4, he explains this. He says, but this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage.
第四节说，因为有偷着进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。
So he's saying here that in a church, in the church in Jerusalem even, and elsewhere in the church, you will find false believers.
这里是说呢，在教会里，也是说是在耶路撒冷的教会里，或者在其他的世界上的教会里，你会发现一些假弟兄。
It always amazed me.Especially in my youth, that among the disciples, there was one by the name of Judas.
所以呢，这个里面呢，其实呢，在我年轻的时候呢，这个呢，让我感到惊奇的，就是说呢，他们都是主耶稣基督的门徒中有一个叫犹大的。
And I used to think that if I'd been the Lord Jesus, I wouldn't have had Judas around at all.
所以呢，我通常呢就会想呢，如果我是主耶稣的话呢，我就不会让那个犹大呢在我的周围。
But I think he left Judas amongst the disciples, for a number of reasons, not the least of which would be to show us that there will be men like Judas even in the church today.
所以呢，我认为呢，主耶稣基督呢，允许那个犹大在他的门徒中间呢，就是在很多其他的原因之外呢，他有一个就是要告诉我们在那个信徒中的有些假弟兄，特别是呢，在我们当今的教会里会有这样的假弟兄。
And they would say, you know, we're Christians just like you, only we believe a little differently on this point.
他说呢，我们也是基督徒跟你们一样，只是我们跟你们信的稍微有一点不一样。
Sometimes they will say that their point of difference is not really important.
所以呢，有时候呢，他们会说呢，他们的那个跟你的那个区别呢，是不重要的。
Other times they will say, yes, it is. It's very important.
有时候呢，他们也会说呢，是的，这个是非常重要的。
The Apostle Paul says in chapter 1, if it's another gospel, then it's not another gospel. It's just wrong.
所以呢，使徒保罗在第一章里说呢，如果有另外一部福音，它并不是说是另外一部福音，只是一部错误的东西。
All right, now Paul is going to go on and state his independence from this heresy.
所以呢，其实呢，那个使徒保罗继续要讲，就是在这种就邪教里面的，就是错误的这个里面，他在这前面他要讲的事情。
Verse 5, he says, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you.
第五节说，我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理人存在你们中间。
Sometimes the church has got to deal with error and potential error, and we do so as Paul does in order that the truth of the gospel might continue with us.
所以这个呢，有时候呢，我们要去针对、去应对那些错误，或者说是一些潜在的错误。就像使徒保罗在这里说的，我们要确保真理呢在我们中间。
Mummy is very careful not to serve the children poison in their food.
所以呢，妈妈呢，她会非常小心的，不要把那个毒放到她的孩子们的食物中间去了。
And the people of God, the men of God, have got to be very, very careful lest the preaching that is given to the Christians has poison in it.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是属神的这样的人呢，必须非常仔细的、非常小心的，在他们讲道的时候呢，不要把毒呢灌输到其他的基督徒的里面去。
So verse 6 says, but from thence, or sorry, from those who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man. For those who seem to be something added nothing to me, but on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel, for the uncircumcision had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcision was to Peter.
所以第六节第七节说，这些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无关。神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么，反倒看见了主托我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人。
So, Paul wouldn't have anything to do with these people. When he met them, he didn't compromise with them for even an hour, but he rebuked them and said, your message is not the message of the truth of God.
所以这个里面的使徒保罗呢，跟这些人呢没有任何的关系。实际上呢，在他们跟他们辩论的过程中呢，使徒保罗甚至说没有一个小时是跟他们妥协的。他其实是责备他们说，你们传的并不是是神的真理。
And he stood, verse 6, against those who seemed to be something. They said they were leaders. Many acknowledged them to be leaders. Didn't matter whether they were leaders or not. If they were wrong, Paul stood against them.
其实呢，实际上呢，第六节说呢，那些人呢，他们说呢，实际上他们还是个人物。他们说我们是领导人，或者说就算他们看起来是像领导人，或者说使徒保罗说，不管你是领导人还不是领导人，对我都没有关系。如果你错了，我必须要指出来，要责备你。
But verse 7 says that they noted, whether they wanted to or not, they noted that the apostleship to the uncircumcision, to the Gentiles, had been given to Paul and Barnabas. And the fact is that they had many, many solid, wonderful converts as a result of that ministry.
在这个里面第七节说呢，他们这些人，他们其实明明就知道这样的权柄给了，就是使徒保罗和他希拉，还有一些巴拉巴斯，还有跟他一起的那些人，就是说呢，他们有这样的权柄呢，去传福音给那些未受割礼的外邦人，因为他们这样的服侍呢，实际上呢，很多很多的外邦人呢，他们都得救了。
So he says in verse 8, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship of the circumcision or the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles.
这个里面第八节说呢，那在彼得里面大有功效地运行，叫他未受割礼的人做使徒的，也在我里面大有功效地运行，叫我为外邦人做使徒。
All right, and then he goes on now, and he says that not all were completely in agreement with me on this subject.
然后呢，他继续说呢，并不是说在这个主题里面呢，大家呢都完全同意我的看法。
But the conclusion he reaches in verse 9 is this. He says, when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the uncircumcised.
这个第九节他继续说，那被看作教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，见所赐给我的恩典，就像我和巴拉巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，我们往受割礼的人那里去。
So the first comment in this verse 9 that is significant in a slightly tangential sense is who were the bosses in the New Testament church.
这个里面呢，就是在第九节里面，这个是一个很明显的一个说法，就是说呢，在这里面一个很在这里面谁是在新约时代教会里面的那些管事儿。
Who is the boss amongst the disciples when the Lord Jesus Christ was alive?
当主耶稣基督还在地球上活着的时候，那谁是那个门徒们中间管事的呢？
And the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ.
答案是就是主耶稣基督他自己。
Who was second in command?
谁是处在第二位的呢？
If you like, who is the vice president of the disciples when the Lord Jesus was alive? Jesus the president. Who is the vice president?
所以如果你想这么去说呢，那么说当主耶稣基督还在地球上活着的时候呢，那么说呢，谁是副总裁呢？如果主耶稣基督是总裁，那么谁是副总裁呢？
And the answer is we're not told. There was none vice president.
所以呢，答案是我们并没有被告知，所以呢，根本就没有副总裁。
Some would say that Peter was the vice president, but then James and John were not terribly impressed with that idea.
所以呢，如果有些人说那个说呢，彼得他就是那个副总裁，那么说呢，也就是也约翰和雅各他们并不同意这个看法。
And there were many times when Peter didn't behave like a vice president.
所以呢，其实在很多的时间呢，彼得呢看起来并不像是一个副总裁。
So after the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, who was the earthly president of the church?
所以呢，这个当主耶稣基督呢，他升天呢，去到天堂以后呢，那么谁是地上的教会里面的总裁了？
Well, they didn't really have one.
那么根本就没有一个是的。
Who were in charge?
那么谁在管事呢？
Well, even the Apostle Paul didn't know.
所以呢，我们相信那个使徒保罗他不知道。
He said there were three leading brethren, James and Peter and John. Those, they were three. They were outstanding. They seemed to be pillars. I'm not sure if they were, but they seemed to be.
所以呢，实际上使徒保罗说呢，其实有那个三个类型的，就是雅各了、彼得了，还有约翰。他们说呢，其实使徒保罗说呢，他不是很确定，他们看起来好像是教会的柱石，但是他不确定他们是不是。
Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ did not establish an organization structure of the disciples when he was alive, and if he did not establish an organization structure of the disciples after he went to heaven, we must not pretend to establish an organization structure now.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督他在地球上活着的时候呢，他没有在他的门徒们中间建立一个组织的那样的一个架构的话呢，而且在他升上天去以后，也没有在教会建立一个组织的架构的话呢，我们就不要假设说我们应该建立一个像教会的那样的组织的一个架构。
The only organization structure known in the church today.Is the simple Jesus Christ is the head and all of us are members of the body. That is his organization structure.
所以那唯一的我们当今知道的就是说是教会的这个组织架构呢就主耶稣基督他是那个头在天上那个头我们所有的其他的人呢都是平等的那些组织的成员所以呢这个就是我们的教会的一个组织架构。
Now the Roman Catholics get this wrong, and they say that Peter was the first pope, and descending from him are other popes, and the pope is the head of the church, and that's wrong.
所以呢，罗马的天主教呢，把这一切都搞错了。他们说呢，彼得呢，他是第一个教皇。那么说跟下来呢，一个接一个的教皇下来，所以呢，教皇是地上的教会的头，这个是错误的。
Many other denominations elect a president or someone who's over many, many churches, and that also is wrong. Scripture doesn't say that, and the Apostle Paul didn't even know what the structure was. He said it seemed that these three people are pillars, not bosses, just pillars, holding the church up.
所以有些人呢他也采取另外一种辩论方式他说呢其实有一个组织有一个头上的组织呢然后呢其他的跟下来的全部都是也分支往下走其实使徒保罗他这里说呢他其实他根本就不知道有这样的一个结构就算是说那个雅各呢彼得呢约翰他们看起来像是那个教会的柱子但实际上呢他们根本就不是他根本就没有这样的一个结构
So the same thing then would be true in a local assembly.
所以这样的事实呢也适用于当地的教会。
And it would be easy for us to say, well, the elders are the bosses in the assembly.
我们很容易说呢长老是一个当地教会里的那个老板。
And it would be easy for us to allow that to stand and to end up giving the elders more responsibility than they should have.
所以呢，这个里面呢，最终呢，我们可能就是大家都认同这个说法的时候呢，给那个长老们呢更多的他们本来不应该有的职责。
Many churches today say that they have a pastor, a minister, a priest who's over the local assembly.
所以呢，很多教会呢，他们说呢，他们有一个牧师，或者说有一个管事儿的，或者说有一个就神父在他们的那个当地的教会里。
And that is not a New Testament concept. That also is wrong.
这个并不是说新约的一个概念，但同样呢，它是也是错误的。
Some people say that Timothy was the first pastor, the first minister in the church at Ephesus.
所以有些人说呢，提摩太他是第一个在以弗所的那个传牧师，或者说他是一个管理人员。
And Titus, the first minister in Crete.
所以呢，那个提督是一个第一个在那个Crete 里头的管事的。
But they weren't the great preachers in those churches. Their responsibility was to teach the congregation how to preach.
所以呢，他们实际上是在那两个教会里的那伟大的那个传道人，他们的职责呢就是去教导当地的，就是教导会众怎样去传道。
So with all of that now, as a bit of a qualifier, making sure that we understand what the organization of a church ought to be, we carry on in verse 9.
所以这个所有的这一切呢，都是让我们知道有这样的责任，知道就是说呢，教会的组织架构应该是什么样子的。所以我们呢，要在第九节继续讲。
He's basically saying that whatever the leadership of the church was, they agreed with what Paul and Barnabas were doing.
他这里讲的基本上讲的是，不管这个教会的它的组织架构是什么样的，他们都同意使徒保罗和巴拿巴还有他们一起的那些人的所传的。
Well, I just think that's very encouraging. The leadership is somewhat diffuse, somewhat confused, somewhat ambiguous, but Jesus is leading, and that's all that matters.
所以呢，我感到呢，非常的受鼓励的，就是说呢，其实呢，这种领导层呢，它其实就根本就不是那么突出，也不是那么重要。所有的那个我们唯一的领导就是主耶稣。
And so Paul says that, James and Cephas and John, who seem to be the leaders, they particularly sent us out and they didn't put any stipulation upon us as far as keeping the law is concerned.
这个里面呢，就是呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗说呢，当时呢，雅各、基法、约翰呢，他们看起来是在教会的领导人，他呢叫我们过来呢，他们并没有说呢，让我们非要传那个，就是说是我们要持守律法。
And then in verse 10, he says that they did add this proviso to the instructions that they gave to Paul and Barnabas.
所以呢，在第十节呢，他说呢，他们真的就是把这些加到给我们的那样的就是建议里面，对使徒保罗还有巴拉巴。
They said you should remember the poor wherever you go. Remember the poor. Remember the poor.
他说呢，你们要纪念穷人，不管你们去哪里，不管你们怎么样，要纪念穷人，要纪念穷人。
And therefore, that is a very important requirement for us.
所以呢，因此呢，这是对我们来说呢，是一个非常重要的要求。
It is easy for us with our affluence to forget the poor.
所以呢，对我们来说很容易呢，因为我们自己的原因呢，去忘记那些穷人。
Learn to be generous. Make sure that you don't forget the poor. You help meet the needs of the poor.
所以呢，要学会大方，就是呢，要确保你不要去忘记了穷人，要去满足穷人的日常的需求。
But this whole issue is very important, and so important because many of the Jewish people were making life difficult for the ordinary Christian, saying, you must follow the law, you must be circumcised.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，当时呢是一个非常重要的问题，也是非常的，当时呢那些在犹太人中间的信徒呢，他们其实呢为了去遵守律法，为了去做受割礼，他们的人生呢已经变得非常的困难。
And remember now that these people who were the leaders of this particular division, the circumcision, they had many qualifications.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，也记住这些，就是关于他们要受割礼的这样的一些领导人呢，他们说呢，其实你要满足很多的条件才可以。
They were from the Old Testament group, and consequently, they knew the Bible far better than the Gentile Christians.
因为他们其实呢都是很多是犹太的信徒，因此呢他们对那个旧约呢非常的熟悉，他们的熟悉程度远远超过这些就是新信的外邦人。
Number two, they were many of them from the sect of the Pharisees and consequently were religious leaders in the church, not in the church, but in the Old Testament.Synagogue groups in the days of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，其实第二个呢，就是这些很多人呢，他们像是以前是法利赛人，还有其他的一些他们在宗教里面的组织的，他们通常呢都是当时的那些在主耶稣还在的时候是犹太公会里的一些领导人。
Number three, many of them had been teachers of the Bible in.The former days.
所以第三个呢，他们很多人呢，就是在以前的日子里呢，他们都是圣经的教师。
And it would be very, very hard to prove them wrong.
所以呢，你会很难证明他们错了。
They were masters of argument.
他们是那种很擅长去争辩的人。
And so this became a very, very serious issue.
所以呢，真的变成了一个非常非常严重的一个问题。
And so, the verses now are going to say that Paul and Barnabas were caught up in this.
所以呢，这个就是说是这个经文就会说呢，保罗和巴拉巴斯呢，他们被他们那个限住了。
What I should have said is Peter and Barnabas were caught up in this.
所以呢，我应该说的是彼得和巴拉巴呢，他们被这个东西给限住了。
All right, verse 11. But when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself.Fearing those who were of the circumcision.
第十一节、第十二节，因此说呢，后来彼得到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到以前，他和外邦人一同吃饭。但当他们来到，也他因怕受割礼的人，就退去与外邦人分开了。
So in himself.Peter understood this problem and he made sure that he gave equal preference to the Jews and the Gentiles and treated them all the same in the church.
所以其实呢从某种方面说彼得呢他意识到了这样的事情。所以呢你在那个教会里你要对那些犹太人和外邦人呢要确保他们在权利上是平等的对待他们也应该是平等。
But when, some of these, men who said you had to be circumcised, you had to keep the law, when they came from James, from Jerusalem,They persuaded Peter, and he was afraid of them, so he said, well, I won't spend as much time with the Gentiles, I'll spend more time with the Jews, and he separated himself from the Gentiles.
所以当那些主张要说割礼才能得救的人从耶路撒冷来的时候呢他们说服了彼得让他呢就是说呢你们也要是说是要说割礼才行所以呢因此呢彼得呢有点呢害怕他们所以呢他也不愿意去这样去做所以呢他就远离了那些没受割礼的人当他们来的时候就是屈服了他们。
So basically, what the circumcision were saying was, we not only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we keep the law. Therefore, we're better than you Gentile Christians.
所以这里呢，他们基本上说呢，我们不仅仅是信主耶稣基督，同时呢，我们也持守旧约的律法，因此呢，我们犹太基督徒呢，比你们那些外邦基督徒呢，要高一等。
So who are the best Christians in the church?
所以谁是教会里最好的基督徒呢？
The Jewish Christians or the Gentile Christians?
是犹太基督徒还是外邦基督徒呢？
Or let me put it the other way around. Who are the best? The Caucasian Christians or the Chinese Christians?
所以呢，我另外把这个事情再另外从另一个方面说，谁是最好的基督徒呢？是中国人的基督徒呢，还是那些白人的基督徒呢？
And the answer is, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're all equal.
答案是，如果我们相信主耶稣基督，我们所有的都是平等的。
We've got to be careful, because some of us could walk around with a superiority complex.
所以呢，我们必须确实要非常的小心，因为有些人呢，他们来了以后呢，他们会因为这样的在灵里给我们制造一些混乱。
And others of us could walk around with an inferiority complex.
所以呢，有些人呢，他呢也可能跑到这里来呢，制造一些不平等的这样的一些混乱。
But if we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, if we have received Him, we have all equally become children of God.
所以呢，如果我们相信主耶稣基督，我们接受他，我们所有的人呢，都会变成神的平等的儿女。
All right, so Peter then was guilty of compromise or hypocrisy.
所以呢，其实彼得呢，他在这个就是与那种假冒伪善的去妥协这方面有错。
But he was not alone, verse 13 says, and the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy.
所以讲到的不仅仅是彼得是这样，第十三节说呢，其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随后装甲。
So, this issue then was not simply a theological issue.
所以这个问题呢，不仅仅是一个简单的神学的问题。
The theological issue is,In order to be saved, do you have to simply believe or must you believe and obey the law?
所以这个里面呢就是神学的这个问题呢就是说你是仅仅只是简单的相信呢还是你必须相信并且呢顺服遵守律法呢
But part and parcel of that same package was this issue, and that isAre we better than you are? Are the Jews better than the Gentiles? And the answer of the Jews was, yes, we are better than you ordinary guys.
所以这个里面呢出现的问题呢就是说呢我们是比你们强吗？其实这一帮人比那一帮人强吗？这个问题就是犹太人呢比这外邦人强吗？实际上这个犹太人的观点是我们犹太基督徒就比你们外邦基督徒要强。
So what presented itself as a theological issue was in large part not that at all. It was a pride issue. It was a racism issue.
所以其实上呢所有的这些呢里面产生的问题呢它并不是说是一个神学的问题而是一个你骄傲的问题而且是一个种族歧视的问题。
Now you will find that in many such issues today.
所以当今呢你会发现很多这样的一些问题。
It isn't just, is this theologically accurate? It really is, I'm better than you are.
所以这个呢它不是一个就是说神学的问题而是一个说我比你强。
Basically, there's a principle in life, and it goes like this. Behind theological difference very often lies sin.
所以这个里面呢，就是这有这么一个原则，在那个就是神学问题的那个后面呢，通常呢有存在着罪。
And people often say this theological difference is because of theology, but very, very often it's just because they are sinners, they like their sin, they like their pride, and therefore they go off on their own, away from the basic theology, they go to another doctrine.
所以呢，通常呢，就是说在这样的神学问题呢，它并不是说神学理论上的不同，而其实是这些人呢，因为他们是罪人，他们呢啊喜欢他们的罪，因此呢，他们产生了一些不同的，他们呢这样呢，因为他们的骄傲，所以他们呢也发明了另外一种福音。
So now, in summary, this issue in the book of Galatians is not just an issue of do we have to be circumcised and keep the law. It's any issue that comes up, any difference that comes up. We've got to make sure that we are following the Lord and not the will of my own heart, not my own sin, not going my own way in order to get people to follow me.
所以这个里面呢，其实当时这个主要的问题呢，在加拉太的，它不仅仅是一个受割礼的问题，而是出现在任何的一些其他的不同的问题上。在这些不同的问题上呢，我们是不是要确保我们是要跟随主，而不是说是跟随着我们自己的内心，去自己去按照自己的感觉去走，按照自己的说法去弄，然后最后呢，导致了很多的人呢都来跟随你。
So the question is, Paul, what did you do about it?
那问题是，保罗，你在这里，你能做些什么呢
？Verse 14,
第十四节。
But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, "If you, being a Jew," live in the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live like Jews?
这四节说呢，但我一看见他们行得不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对彼得说，你既是犹太人，若像外邦人一样生活，不像犹太人，为什么还勉强外邦人像犹太人一样生活呢？
So Paul basically said to Peter,Sorry, Peter, you are wrong.
所以使徒保罗基本上对彼得说呢，彼得你错了。
And Peter could have said, Paul, I was an apostle way back in the days when you were trying to kill me.
所以呢，彼得他也可能这么说，他说，啊，保罗啊，我是使徒的时候呢，那你还试图要杀了我呢。
He could have said, Who are you to tell me I'm wrong?Don't you know who I am? I'm the Apostle Peter.
所以呢，他说，你认为你是谁？你有什么资格来告诉我错了？我是使徒彼得。
And Paul said, Peter, doesn't matter who you are, you're wrong.
所以使徒保罗跟彼得说，彼得，不管你是谁，你错了。
Had Peter been wrong before?
彼得做错个事吗？
Yeah.
是。
Had Paul been wrong before?
Yeah, 保罗以前做错个事吗
？Yeah,
也是。
And so each one has got to remember that it doesn't matter who you were yesterday. The question is, what are you today? You living for Jesus today?
所以现在问题是呢，不管你昨天是谁，昨天的事不重要，重要的是今天。今天你是为主耶稣而活的吗
？So verse 15, he goes on and says.We, who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified.
第十五节第十六节说我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人既知道称义不是因着律法而是借着 耶稣基督的信心，就是我们已经信了耶稣基督，我们是借着基督的信心称义，不是因行律法，因为没有肉身能借着律法行称义。
So many people ask the question, is salvation really simply believing?
所以有些人问了这么一个问题，那么救恩呢，是不是就是简单的就是相信呢？
And the answer is yes, that's what Jesus preached.
这答案就是是的，这就是主耶稣基督所传的。
But this verse 16 is also a very bold statement that salvation, justification is not by works, it is only by believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，就是第十六节呢讲的更加的大的。他说呢，救恩呢不是因为你去行律法，你称义呢也不是因为你去持守的律法，而是仅仅的是因为你相信主耶稣基督，你就得救。
So sometimes you're looking for a key verse to confirm your convictions. This is a key verse.How do you get to heaven?
你这个有时候呢，你要寻找，你想寻找一段关键的经文证明你的转变。那么说呢，这一节经文呢，就是能够让你知道你是不是能去到天堂。
It's a very important verse. It's interesting. It's a parallel verse to many like it in the New Testament.
所以这个是呢一个非常重要的一个经文，也是一个很明显的，就是说是在新约里面很多人喜欢的一节经文。
I believe that many are like it because it is such an important principle.
所以我认为呢，很多的人呢，他喜欢这个呢，是因为这是一个非常重要的一个原则。
So you might want to memorize the verse.You might want to memorize where it's found so that you can refer to it. It's a clear, bold statement ending with the fact that by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. You don't go to heaven by doing right things.
你这个里面呢是一段呢非常的重要的一些经文，你要把它背下来，你要记得呢它这些经文是在哪一章哪一节里面，这样你可以去引用出来跟别人去讲。所以这里在这些经文结尾呢是非常重要的，就是说不是因为行律法，因为没有肉身能借着行律法生义的，所以就是说呢你不可能靠着你去行善去做你的工作去到天堂。
But then the opposite question arises, what if you say you're a believer and you are justified by faith, but you keep on sinning? What about that?
那现在那个反面的问题呢也出来了，出来了呢就是说呢，如果你真的是因信称义了，你相信了主耶稣基督，那么说呢你信了以后呢你继续犯罪，那么对这些人会怎么样呢？
And so verses 17 and 18 begin to answer that question.
所以第十七节第十八节呢开始呢回答这样一个问题。
He says, but ifWhile we seek to be justified by Christ, we continue. We ourselves also are found sinners. Is Christ therefore a minister of sin?
这个第十七节呢，就是说呢，我们若求借基督称义，却仍旧是罪人，难道基督是罪的仆人吗？
All manner of people are going to tell you, you've probably heard it many times.If, in fact, you're saved just by faith, then that means you can just carry on and sin and sin and sin afterwards and everything's fine.
所以有些人呢，他们就是因为这个原因，那不可能得出这样一个结论。就是如果你仅仅只是说因信你就称义，你得救的话呢，那不是在你得救以后呢，你就可以一直犯罪，一直犯罪，一直犯下去，什么事儿都不会有。
And of course, that's not the truth. The truth is that having been justified by faith, we, in repentance, turn to God and we start following the Lord in obedience to Him.
这个呢，当然这个不是个事实，不是真的。事实是我们一信真以后呢，我们开始呢，悔改我们罪，我们转向主，转向主耶稣基督呢，我们就是说呢，一直是遵照主耶稣基督的命令去活着。
He says, for if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
第十八节说，我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，我就使自己成为犯罪的人了。
The Christian who sins is no less a sinner than the non-Christian who sins. Sin is transgression of the law.
所以呢，就是说呢，一个基督徒呢，他犯了罪呢，犯了罪以后呢，其实他跟那个非基督徒的犯罪，是没有什么区别的，因为他实际上对着律法犯了罪。
So he says, verse 19, for I through the law, sorry, I, yes, for I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
所以第十节就是说，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。
That's a very delightful statement. It says that I don't keep the law because of the law. I live to God. God gave the law. I live for the Lord. I don't live because the law says no.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，这是一个非常令人欣慰的一个说法，就是说呢，我现在呢，我不像那个律法，或者我像神活着，因为其实神呢，律法是神给的，所以呢，我就向着神呢，就是我是按照神说的去做，而不是说按照律法说的去做。
What is it that keeps me from sin?
所以什么东西可以让我不犯罪呢？
My relationship to the Lord.
我和主耶稣之间的亲密关系。
I serve the Lord. Isn't that I don't, disobey the law. It is that I follow the Lord.
所以呢，我服侍主，并不是说呢，我不顺服律法，是因为呢，我顺服了主。
It is a delightful distinction.
这是一个令人欣慰的不同。
All right, verse 20 then.
然后第二十节。
He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
第二节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是借神儿子的信心活着，他爱我，为我舍己。
So again, the principle is delightfully true, and it says, I don't follow the law because that's what the law is. He says, I live for Jesus Christ.I live for God. I live with the Lord Jesus Christ. I've entered into a relationship with Him. It's not that I disobey or obey the law. It is that now I have Jesus.
在这个里面呢，就是再次来说呢，这是让我们一个很让我们感到欣慰的一个原则。其实这个里面呢，其实讲到的呢，它不是说是我是因为律法会怎么样，是因为我相信的主耶稣基督。所以呢，我相信主耶稣基督以后呢，是我跟主耶稣基督之间的关系。我服侍主，我顺服主，这个并不在乎说是我顺不顺服律法，就是我所有的事情呢，就是说是不管在哪方面，我都顺服主，这是我跟主之间的关系。
So in my mind, I keep going back to John chapter 15.
所以在我的脑海里呢，我想到了约翰福音的第十五章。
And there the Lord says that He is the vine, we are the branches, and our role in life is to stay with Him in the vine.
所以呢，这个在那里主耶稣基督说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，所以我们的职责呢，就是说，保持作为枝子保持在葡萄树上面。
Again, I think the marriage relationship is a beautiful one here to help us understand.
我认为呢，那个婚姻呢，在这里呢，是一个美丽的画面，来帮助我们去理解这样的一个问题。
The bride doesn't say, I'm going to marry, the groom because of all his laws. She says, I'm going to marry him for who he is, and I will, honor him, and I will glorify him. I will live for him because he's my husband, not because there's a bunch of laws.
因为那个一个新娘呢，她嫁给新郎呢，并不是说因为新郎那里有很多的律法条条规规。她说呢，我嫁给他是因为呢，我要是为他而活，我要把荣耀给他，我要就是说给荣誉给他，我给他，我为他那个就是说我嫁给他，并不是说他的那些律法，而是因为我要为他而活。
Paul says, verse 19, I died to the law, but now I live for Jesus Christ. It's not the law that defines my behavior. It is Jesus who defines my behavior.
这个呢，在使徒保罗第十九节说，那我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。这个呢，在使徒保罗讲的目的呢，并不是说是律法来监督我的行为，而是主耶稣基督他来监督我的行为。
He said, it's all because of the grace of God. Verse 20, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain.
所以这个里面呢，就是呢，他继续说呢，就是啊，第21节就是说，我不废掉神的恩典，义是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
The one who says we've got to keep the law is the one who basically sets aside the grace of God.
所以呢，其实呢，那个说呢，我们必须持守律法的人呢，他其实呢，就是把神的恩典呢放到一边去了。
Ultimately, the one who says, I'm justified because I keep the law, is the one who said, I'm the reason for my salvation, not Jesus.
所以呢，最终呢，那些说呢，因为我是持守律法而得救的呢，其实呢，他基本上就是说呢，我才是我得救的那个原因，而不是主耶稣基督。
So the Christian looks at the law and he says it's good.
这基督徒呢，他们看看律法，他们说看起来是很好的。
The Christian looks at the law and says it proves that I'm not good.
所以呢，基督徒呢去看看律法，他说呢也证明了我是不好的。
But the motivation in the life of the Christian is not the law says no. The motivation in the life of the Christian is I seek to please Jesus.
所以呢，基督徒的人生的动机呢，他们并不是说是因为律法说不。是呢，基督徒说呢，我这么做是为呢，我要让主耶稣基督喜悦。
Now, verse 1 of chapter 3 keeps this theme going and basically says, You Galatians are foolish. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
三章的第一节说呢，无知的加拉太人呢，耶稣基督在你们中间被钉十字架，已经明摆在你们眼前。谁又迷惑了你们，使你们不顺从真理
？We worship the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging that He was crucified for us.
所以呢，我们敬拜主耶稣基督，是因为我们知道他为我们而被钉了十字架。
The great ordinance that we keep is the breaking of bread, the bread and the wine that we take every Sunday.
所以呢，我们就是呢，遵从的一个很大的一个原则呢，就是说，在星期天早上呢，我们会包饼和那个喝酒。
Why do we do that?
我们为什么要那么做呢？
We do that to remember how deeply indebted we are to the Lord. We're saved by grace, not by what we do.
所以呢，我们那么去做呢，是我们要意识到呢，我们欠了主耶稣基督的太多，所以我们得救是借着恩典，而不是我们自己所做的事情。
Now we remember the Lord as the one who rose from the dead.
所以呢，我们纪念主呢，是因为他是从死里复活的。
But we remember him first as the one who was crucified for us in order that he might rise from the dead.
所以我们首先呢，就是纪念他，是因为他为我们钉了十字架，这样呢，他就可以从死里复活。
So Paul now is going to carry on his arguments to say that we're justified by grace and not by the deeds of the law. So he says in verse 2, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
所以那时候把它继续持续它的论点，就是说呢，我们得救并不是因为我们的行为和持守律法。第二就是说，我只要问你们这一件事：你们领受的圣灵是借着行律法呢，还是借着听从信心呢？
So the question is, how did you get the Spirit of God?
所以现在问题是你怎么获得神的圣灵呢？
Did you get him because the Spirit of God looked down and looked at the law and said, "You keep the law, I'm going to give the Spirit of God to you." Or did you receive the Spirit of God because you said, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent. I believe on you. Thank you for taking away my sins."
所以呢，你获得圣灵是因为圣灵在天上往下看，说，哎，这个人呢，他持守了律法，所以因此他获得了圣灵，还是因为你说呢，你跟主耶稣基督说呢，你跟主耶稣说，我是个罪人呢，我相信你，我信靠你，就是因为呢，感谢您为我钉的十字架为我而死，也感谢您呢饶恕我的罪，因此我相信你，你是因为这个得到的吗？
And so he says in verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
第三节继续说：“你们既以圣灵开始，如今还靠肉身完全吗？你们是这样的无知吗
That's a very interesting logic.
？”就是
How
因为。
did you become a Christian? Well, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and that was pretty good. But in order to make it really proper, I had to come and do the rest myself.
那这个里面是一个非常有意思的那个一个逻辑，就是说呢，其实呢，你相信呢主耶稣基督为你的救主以后呢，这个非常好，但是我自己还要加点东西进去，我自己还要做点什么。
The poor spirit of God couldn't really do a good job.
因为这就证明了神的圣灵他不会做好工作。
I could never be saved if I didn't add my part to his part.
所以呢，我就永远不会得救，如果不把我的这一部分加到他的那一部分里面。
The spirit of God is an incomplete agent.
所以呢，这就证明了，神的圣灵是一个不完全的一个中介。
And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is unable to complete the job.
所以这个呢，也证明了主耶稣基督，神的儿子，他没有那个能力去完成他的工作。
And so he calls them foolish Galatians for even thinking that kind of thing.
他说称他们是一群愚蠢的基督徒，就算他们像这么去想了一下。
Verse 1, foolish Galatians. Verse 3, are you so foolish?
因为这个里面呢，他说呢，加拿大人第一节讲无知的加拿大人，第三节说你们加拿大人是如此的无知吗？
There comes a time in the work of God when you must be spiritually wise.
所以呢，这里呢有这样的一个时间，当你在神的工作里面的时候，你必须在灵里呢非常有智慧。
Remember now that the Bible is a book of wisdom.
大家要记住，圣经呢是一本智慧的书。
And so the Bible says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
这个里面呢就是说呢，其实呢圣经呢在圣经里讲说呢，来让我们理论理论，这是主说的，就算你的罪像猩红的血，它也能让它如血，变得白如血，白如羊毛。
All right, so remember then, as you go through the Christian life, make sure that your theology is logical and reasonable when explained and enunciated before the wisdom of the Spirit of God.
所以呢，现在呢，在你们的人生呢，就要确保呢，就是说你的那些神学理论呢，在神的圣灵面前呢，是可以讲得出来的，是可以呢有道理的，是可以那个就是说是明确的。
I marvel when I speak to people about the gospel, how often their responses, when I challenge them regarding the truths of God, I marvel how often their responses are illogical. They just don't make any sense.
当时呢，我意识到在我的人生里，当我跟别人传福音的时候呢，我挑战他们的那些理论的时候呢，他们的那些理论呢，通常他们的回答是多么的毫无逻辑。
Okay, here's the logic. You were made, you began in the Spirit. How can you then be made perfect by the flesh?
你这里呢就是这样的逻辑。你是既然你受了圣灵，你怎么可以在那个肉身里得完全呢？
And then he goes on in verse 4, he says, have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
这个第四节说，那你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？
How did they suffer in the flesh?
他们怎么在那个肉身里受苦呢？
And the answer is, when they became Christians, the Jewish community rejected them, and they suffered often very seriously at the hands of the Jews.
所以呢，答案呢，就是当他们呢，成为基督徒以后呢，那个犹太的那些社区呢，通常呢就拒绝他们，拒绝他们，所以呢，他们在犹太人的手上呢，受到的那样的苦难非常的多。
Some of you say, well, you know, when I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I ran into a lot of difficulty. Some of my family rejected me. Some of my friends rejected me. Some of you maybe lost your job.
有些人说呢，当我接受主耶稣基督为我的救主以后呢，成为基督徒，其实呢，我就经历了很多艰难的时刻，因为我的有些家人呢，他们拒绝了我，有些的我的那个朋友也拒绝了我，甚至呢，我都丢了工作。
It was especially true of these New Testament Jewish believers.
也特别呢，在这些当新约时代那些犹太的信徒身上尤其为严重。
They lost many, many benefits. They suffered much because of their turning to the Savior.
所以呢，他们失去了很多很多他们的那些益处和好处，因为他们转向了主，所以他们呢失去了很损失很大。
And some of them said, after having gone through that, some of them said, you know, we really should be keeping the law. And as they say that, many of the Jewish friends would return to them, at least in part.
所以他们中间的很多人说呢，如果我们能够持守律法，就是说呢，那会有很多很多的犹太人呢，他们又回到我们身边，最起码呢，会有一部分人回到我们这里。
And in rejecting the simple truth of salvation, by grace through faith, they go back to the works of the law, and many of these people reach out to them again.
所以呢，其实呢，他们在因为呢，他们拒绝了那一种就是说非常简单的因信称义、因信得救的这个原则以后呢，他们回到了以前的律法。那么这样呢，很多很多的人呢，又回到他们这里来了。
And so Paul is saying, if you go back to them, then what you suffered when you came out, you're going to lose. You suffered in vain. Didn't do any good. You went back.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，如果你回到他们那里去，那么呢，你以前受的那些苦就白受了，因为你受了苦，你又回到他们那里去。
And the great principle of Scripture is, don't go back again.
所以呢，这个一个大的原则在圣经里呢，就是你不要再回去了。
The argument of Moses in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, he talks about all the terrible things that would happen to the children of Israel if they rejected God and followed the false gods of the people around them.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，摩西当时呢，对那个以色列人在那个《生命记》里说的第29章里说的，说呢，如果他们这个时候呢，他们转离神，回到那个就是他们在敬拜的那些假神那里去，那么说呢，他拒绝接受神的命令，在他们身上有很多很多的咒诅。
And the last verse then of Deuteronomy 29.Is that the worst thing that's going to happen is that the children of Israel will go back to Egypt, right back to where they were in the first place.
所以其实上呢，在生命记第29章的最后一节经文讲到的呢，如果他们继续这样呢，在他们身上发生的是最糟糕的事情呢，他们还会再回到埃及去继续做奴隶。
And so the argument here is, don't go back to saying that justification is by the works of the law. It never was, it never will be, and don't pretend that it's an add-on either.
所以这个里面呢，就是现在问题是呢，不要再就是回到那里说是称义是因为遵守律法。这个称义遵守律法呢，它不是不可能的，也从来没有这样的事情发生过，也不要假装会有这样的事情发生。
All right, verse 5 then says, therefore, he who supplies this spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
第五节继续说，那供给你们的圣灵又在你们中间行神迹的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听从信心呢？
Okay, when God answers your prayer, is it because you're such an outstanding person, or is it because you pray?
所以呢，当神的应允你的祷告的时候，是因为你是一个非常杰出的人呢，还是因为你祷告了？
And it's because you prayed.
是因为你祷告了。
It's the Spirit of God who does it, not you, not me.
是那个神的圣灵做的，不是你，也不是我。
The logic is you can go back and you can say, I didn't break this law, I didn't break that law, therefore I deserve the blessing of the Spirit of God. No.You come, you get the blessing of the Spirit of God because in faith you pray.
这个里面的这个奴金呢，就是你回到律法里面去，你说我遵守了这条律法，我遵守了那条律法，因此呢我得到的神的圣灵的祝福，不是这样的，是因为你在圣灵里面的信心，是因为你的信心，你称义是圣灵做的，是因为你祷告了。
Now does that mean that you just go ahead and you break all his laws?
这个呢是不是意味着呢你就破坏违背神的所有的律法呢你可以毫无忌惮呢？
And the answer is no, you keep the laws, but you do it not because of the law, you do it because you love Jesus.
所以呢不是这样的，逻辑呢就是你去遵守所有的律法，你遵守律法呢并不是因为律法要你遵守，是因为你爱主耶稣基督你才去遵守律法。
All right, now he's going to move on again. We're covering a lot of verses today, but he's going to move on again and talk about Abraham.
所以呢，我们今天呢讲了很多的经文呢，他会继续往下走，接着走呢，下面讲到了大量的关于亚伯拉罕的。
You and I have been much impressed as we go through the Christian life, as we go through the Bible, how often the references in the Bible go back to the truths of Genesis.
所以这个你因我呢并不为这样的一件事情呢感到惊奇，因为当我们开始学习的时候，当我们开始读圣经的时候呢，很多地方呢它都会追溯回去，回到创世纪里面去。
Genesis is the beginning. Genesis is the foundation of our truth and faith. And therefore, most reasonable that we go back to see what we can learn from the beginning. It'll tell us what we need to know for now.
所以呢那个是创世纪，它是圣经的开始，它也是呢我们的信心和真理的那个基础。所以呢对我们来说呢，就是如果我们回去去看看创世纪里面的那些真理，去读一读，对我们来说呢肯定是很有道理的。
Now, I'm just going to give us an aside here, but my question is it really important that we believe that our righteousness is by faith and not by works? Is that really important?
那我现在给大家呢一个任务，就是说呢这个是不是非真的是非常重要的呢？我们去相信我们得救只是因为信心，而不是因为我们的工作和行为呢？
And the answer is yes, it is really important.
答案是的，这个是真的很重要。
Why is it important?
那为什么有这么重要？
And the answer is because every false religion in the world says that we will be justified by our own works.
所以呢原因呢就是说呢，在很多的那些世界上的伪宗教里面的所讲的是我们称义的，就是因为我们自己的工作。
The preachers have told us down through the years that the religions of the world say, do this and you will live.
所以呢就是呢多年来这些讲道人呢他们说的是说这个世界的宗教呢说你去这么去做你就会活。
The gospel of God says Jesus did that and therefore you may live.
所以呢福音说呢因为主耶稣基督那么做呢因此你就可以活。
The Christian rests not in what he does, but he rests in what Jesus has done.
所以呢，基督徒呢，他有安息呢，并不是因为他自己所做的事，而是基督已经完成的工作。
Very, very delightfully important.
所以呢，非常非常让人感到欣慰的重要。
So the question is, how did Abraham get righteousness?
所以现在问题是呢，亚伯拉罕怎么得到他的义？
And so the verse 6 says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, That verse is a quotation from Genesis chapter 15.
所以呢，这个第六节说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他为他的义。这个呢，其实这节经文是引用了那个创世纪的第十六章。
How did Abraham get righteousness?
亚伯拉罕怎么获得他的义呢？
Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
所以创世纪第十五章第六节说，那亚伯拉罕信神，因为就是算他为义了。
So those who believe that you've got to do something to get your salvation, they basically say, I've got to be better than Abraham was.
所以呢，那些呢，就相信他们必须做点什么才能得到他的救恩呢？他们基本上就是说呢，他比亚伯拉罕还要强。
And I say to them, well, go ahead, best of luck, but you're not going to do it.
所以呢，我就说呢，那你就去做吧。你就祝你好运，因为这个你根本就做不到。
And then verse 7 says, therefore, know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham.
第七节说呢，所以你们要知道，那属乎信心的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If you and I believe, we become sons and daughters of Abraham because he was born that way and we're his children. We're born simply by believing as he believed.
所以这个里面呢，如果你相信这个呢，你就成为呢亚伯拉罕的儿女，就是亚伯拉罕子孙。因为亚伯拉罕呢是出于那种方式呢出生的，所以我们也会以同样的以他那种方式重生，也是信。
Now there were other sons of Abraham.
所以还有另外的一些亚伯拉罕的子孙。
One was Ishmael.
一个是那个以实玛利。
And Ishmael didn't believe.
以实玛利他不相信。
He knew what his father had experienced. He knew what his father had taught. But he didn't say, I choose to believe God the same way Abraham did.
所以呢，他经历了，他知道亚伯拉罕的经历，他也亚伯拉罕教他的东西，他也知道。所以呢，他并没有说呢，我相信神，要像亚伯拉罕那样去相信的那样去相信。
Abraham's grandson Esau didn't believe.
亚伯拉罕的孙子以扫他也不相信。
He sold his birthright for a good meal.
所以他把他的头生产呢。就是为了一餐给卖。
How foolish can you get?
有多么愚蠢这样的人。
But those who do believe become the legitimate children of Abraham.
所以那些真的相信的人呢，他们变成了就是法律上的亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So we're going to leave our study there in the middle of this Abraham story. We'll pick it up again next week. But the logic is very simple. We believe the same way Abraham believed. And we get the blessings that Abraham got.
所以我们在这个亚伯拉罕的故事里面呢，今天呢就停到这里，下个星期呢我们会继续去讲。如果我们像亚伯拉罕的同样的方式去信呢，我们也会得到亚伯拉罕得到的同样的赐福。
Alright, well we've learned a number of things in general today about the folly of assuming that our salvation is built on our obedience to the law. We can't do it. It didn't work in the past for us. It won't work in the future.
所以呢，我们就是呢，今天呢，就是学到了一些东西呢，其实主要是那些一些愚蠢的那些东西，他们去知道呢，他们认为呢，他们得救呢，就是因为他们靠自己的行为，这在过去行不通，现在也行不通，将来更行不通。
We came to the Lord initially in repentance, and we simply said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.But you promised to forgive my sins. That's what I would like you to do. And that's what we do as we live our lives now. We continue to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Help me to walk with you.
所以呢，我们就是呢，最开始来到主面前是带着我们的悔改。但是悔改了，我们跟主耶稣的时候，主耶稣说：“我们是个罪人，我请求你呢饶恕我们的罪。”所以我们也就是说呢，我们继续的去相信主耶稣基督与主同行呢，承认我们的罪，主呢他会继续饶恕我们的罪。
All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll carry on.
所以我们现在祷告, 然后再来继续。
Lord, we want to thank you for dealing with this very, very important issue.
记住啊, 我们要感谢您呢, 就是说是去, 针对这样一些非常非常重要的问题。
If we were to go on the streets of the world today, almost anywhere, and ask the simple question, what do I have to do to gain favor with God and to go to heaven? They would say, you have to do this and do that and do the other thing.
所以呢，如果我们今天呢，就是走在世界上的任何一个角落，走在任何一个街道上，如果说呢，我们去问他们一个问题呢，就是说呢，我们怎样才能够那个得到神的喜爱，去到天堂？他们会说呢，你做这做那，做这做那。
We're thankful that the teaching of the Bible is simple. It says, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
所以呢，我们也非常感恩，圣经里面讲的非常非常的简单，信主耶稣基督，你必得救。
Lord, help us in simplicity to believe, we pray, and we give thanks for the generosity of your promise.
所以主啊，我们呢，感谢您的这样的，我们信心呢，我们去相信是如此的简单呢，我们也非常感恩您的那个大方的应许。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, again, thank you all this afternoon.
Thank you.